We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Station. This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back, hour number two of The Drive. Bob out today, getting ready for a big tilt out at McAdams Park.
He needs his time, eh?
With his Panthers. Yeah, he does.
He needs his time to get things ready.
You know what he needs to do?
No.
He needs to ruminate.
Okay. Jeff, help.
Spell ruminate for me.
I don't know what it means. Just how am I supposed to spell it?
Try to spell it.
Ruminate?
Ruminate, yeah.
I have no idea.
Try. Mr.
I have no idea.
I know every word on the planet.
Who does?
You.
The guy that says, please use only two syllable words when I come in here?
Yeah, ruminate.
Right.
Let's hear it.
Three syllables. Don't have a clue.
R-U-M-I-N-A-T-E.
Well, I would have got the second letter wrong.
All right, we have, it's Jive Talk. Max gave me a quiz for you. It's supposed to be time to play the game day. We'll see. It's harder to play the game with you because you don't know much.
Well, that's true.
But I have a quiz.
I want to know, what's a game that you got planned?
I don't know yet, and I don't know.
So you don't even know?
And I don't know that I will have a game. But if we do, it'll be in the next segment. This segment is for our illustrious callers, the first of which today is Ross. Hey, Ross.
How do you do?
What's up?
I was just listening to your folks talking about the ladies' soccer. I think the answer to the question is, why are we any better? We have to look at the money. These people are, you know, not quite self-supporting, but they have been to get to the point they are now. They do make some money, but not like millions a year.
I bet Mia Hamm did pretty well for herself. I bet Alex Morgan's doing okay.
Yeah, but you're talking about only a couple people. He makes a good point.
I'm not sure he does. How do you know how much money they make, Ross?
Well, everything that I read about why that problem, and that's the root cause, is they don't have enough money.
All right, fair enough.
They might have it, but they're not going to pay it.
Well, there you go. I guess that's an answer. There's Ross's take on the situation. Your thoughts?
I actually agree with him.
You agree?
I agree with him.
Here I am, last segment, putting together a well-constructed, well-conceived, somewhat, you know, reasonable and reasoned argument. And here comes Rob. Well, it's the money.
That's reasonable. That's more than reasonable because it makes sense. I mean, what are you going to do if you're going out there?
That was extremely broad.
What do you mean extremely broad?
It's money. Oh, everything's the money.
Well, exactly. But if you can't support yourself.
Why are you in here today? The money.
If you can't support yourself, then what are you supposed to do? You can't just follow it because and then hope something works out and you turn into someone like Mia Hamm who probably did pretty good or whatever. You're talking about a handful of people that got lucky with it. That doesn't make any sense at all. It is probably the money. He makes a very good point.
Okay.
Do you disagree with that?
Are men's soccer players out there making
a ton?
That's
what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the men's team.
Okay.
Do you not think so?
I don't know.
I can't see them. Now I'm very curious to know if they get anything or what they do get.
Just relax.
No, now I'm a little fired up. A little fired up right
Let's
now.
Let's go back to the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline where Andrew just now being able to enter Twin Peaks. We're excited for you, Andrew.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because I've never been there before.
Isn't it 18 and up?
No.
Okay, I don't know.
No, I've been there. Whatever. But no, I'm calling from the great, great Bend, Kansas today. How you guys doing?
What did you say?
Did you say Great Bend?
Great Bend.
Oh, Great Bend. I thought you said the Great Band, yeah. Kansas, and you were going to start playing Carry On My Wayward Son or something like that. But anyway, continue.
I am in Great Bend, Kansas. 2-hour drive. I just watched a movie on the charter bus called A Love for the Game. It's a great baseball movie.
It's okay, Andrew. It's an okay baseball movie.
Really? I loved it. I loved the enthusiasm, and I was on my feet at the end, like, is he going to get it? And then he did.
Spoilers. Some Jason Duda hadn't seen that movie yet.
That's the one with Kevin Costner, isn't it?
Yeah,
I've seen it.
What?
Aha!
Andrew, I have a question for you that I was going to bring up yesterday. This guitar thing, where did that come from? You sent me a video of you playing guitar with a Jason Eady song.
I've been playing guitar since, by the way, Jason, if you haven't figured out, I'm a new Jason Eady fan. I love him. His music is amazing. But
agreed.
This is a painful situation.
I've been playing guitar since, like, I was in eighth grade.
Beautiful.
I'm not that good. I'm okay.
You're pretty good.
I'm decent.
Well, Jeff,
I really enjoy playing the guitar.
I'm glad
That's
to hear
why
it.
I need Jason Eady. I need Eady to get back in hold of you.
That'd be nice.
I need to hurry up.
But what do you think? Jeff plays the drums. Maybe you guys should start something up here.
Yeah, we could have Eady as our singer.
That's why I need Eady to follow up.
Why did you fall into this Eady trap, man? What happened?
I went out to lunch with Jeff, and he's like, have you really actually ever listened to Jason Eady? I said no. So then I got in my car and I played I Travel On and I lost Mine in Carolina was the first song. I was like, I like this. And I listened
good
to the whole album. But the song that got me the most, that I love the most, Happy Man by Jason Eady.
You should check that out, Duda. You can learn a lot from that song.
You sent me songs I was supposed to listen to and I tried and it wasn't.
You're pathetic.
Oh, watch your tongue. Watch it.
Sorry, that was over the line. You're right. I crossed the line there. That was uncalled for. Back to the phones. Jeff is up next in Jive Talk. Hey, Jeff.
Hello?
That's you. I usually, when Bob introduces a caller named Jeff, I usually start talking. That's the joke. But Bob isn't here today, so you have to jump in today, Jeff.
Well, this is Dan, not Jeff.
Well, Jeff, Dan, it's the same to me.
It's not the same, Jeff. I've seen you play softball. And when I play, it's totally different. So,
yeah, that's true.
No, I was just going to chime in on the women's national team. And, like, they get paid, what, a fifth of what the men get?
I hope that's not true.
Do you even know what those numbers are by chance? Because I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure it's like a fifth of what the men get. Like, so how about we pay them on performance, like just national teams in general? So, like, with the women winning World Cups, shouldn't they get the share that the men get for just being in it?
I'm up for
that. I don't have the answer to that question. I wish I did. I don't know.
I read this article a while back that was, like, either five times what the men get is, like, less is what the women get. So
that's unfortunate,
just
to give
some info. So.
All right. Appreciate it, Dan.
All right, boys.
Or Jeff.
I'm ready for the World Series of Faceoffs. So.
Are you in right now?
I'm supposed to be. We went into overtime.
I just didn't know. I don't have the list in front of me. You're in, then you're in.
Was that the one? I was listening the one day that you guys went like nine rounds or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Dan pulled it out.
That was impressive.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, and made it.
Yeah, you're
made
in.
It all the way to the finals.
There you go.
You're my golden buzzer. For that, so he's in no matter what.
We got the thumbs up from Max. Dan is in. I don't know. I assume that he was. He said he's ready, so he's in.
Well, if I remember correctly, listening that day, it kept going and going, and Bob just said, "You're both in."
I think that was my idea.
You're both in.
I appreciate you giving
it. Was that your idea?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. I don't think it was. You wanted to go until someone lost.
No, I didn't. I said put them both in.
I think you did. But maybe you're right. Maybe.
Maybe you're right. I usually am.
Not like our little baseball wager we got going.
What's our baseball wager? Remind me.
Rockies record against Cleveland.
We have that?
Yes.
Oh, no. What's the wager? Lunch again?
Dinner.
Oof.
Yeah, that's good. This one might get you.
You're going to pull from a dinner menu? We're not going to Scott's, though, right?
No, I was thinking Chester's. Oh, I like that place.
I can't afford stuff like that.
Neither can I. That's why you're paying.
Here's the quiz that Max has given me to give you. He says every Canadian should know the answer. Don't be trying to look through the paper. I see what you're doing. You're either going to know it or you're not.
Well,
so
exactly.
Let your knowledge stand on its own.
Fair enough.
And I don't know if you should know this or not.
And I don't know either.
But Max thinks you should. The 1978-79 Montreal Canadiens had 720 goal scorers. Seven guys who scored at least 20 goals. How many can you get?
So I was two or three at the time.
Max was 37.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm not going to get
that. Sorry, Max.
Well, Guy Lafleur would be one.
Of course.
I don't know.
That's it?
I'm drawing a blank. I never Montreal was not my team growing up. Despised Montreal.
But they represented your home country.
At times they did. Well, no, I'm not going to be able to get that. I'm not going to sit here and pretend. I'm not going to be able to get that. You're going to tell me the names and they'll all ring a bell, but I am not going to get that. It's just not going to happen.
How about Steve? Well, be careful how you say this. Steve Shutt.
Steve, yeah, okay.
Steve Shutt.
Yeah.
Anything?
What?
Rings
a bell for sure.
Pierre Mondo.
No, that one doesn't.
Yvonne Lambert.
No.
Mario Tremblay.
Yep, that one does.
Jacques Lemaire.
Yes.
And, of course, Bob Gainey.
Yes. Should have got Gainey.
Well, he was pulling up the rear at 20 goals even. But, yeah, you should have got Steve Shutt.
I should have?
Yeah.
How many do you have?
37.
Good player.
Good player. Good nice player. Player.
Oh, yeah, solid.
I assume they won the Stanley
Cup that
year. Back in 78,
they probably beat Boston. In the 70s?
Yeah, they can't beat Boston in the Stanley. They're both in the East, man.
Well, there was only about six teams, so I know he had a pretty good shot
in
at it at
79,
that time.
I think there were more than six.
Sarcasm, Jeff, sarcasm.
I don't care for that.
Well, you're getting it the rest of the day.
Let's go to your friend and mine, Dave Phillips, who's jumped in on the Jive Talk today. What do you have for us, David?
Well, I want to say that back in the 78 season, I was an L.A. Kings fan with Rogge Bachan in the net, and I can remember they sneaked in on the last day of the playoffs. It was a great moment until they got waxed.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway. Okay, Jason Duda is one of my favorite people, not only in Wichita, but on the planet. He represents his country with grace and humility. But I think it's time we talk to him about the Canadian fans.
Okay,
let's go.
All right, Jeff, you'll remember when the Blue Jays were in the 2014-2015 playoffs, when the Royals were in too, just how awful those fans were, you know, throwing things at kids.
Yeah, just
throwing
brutal.
Things under the field.
Mean.
It was terrible. So... they're not exactly acquitting themselves well in this NBA series. Jason, what is the problem? I know you're not from that area. What is the problem with people in Toronto?
I don't know.
And Canadians generally.
I'm from Western Canada.
Yeah, so. Dave, I think the Western Canadians are
way different. Way different. I have no idea. They're passionate about their teams. I'll give them that. But some of the stuff's a little over. I wasn't happy last night with their cheering Durant. I mean, I think they figured it out right away. It might be just in the moment situation with the Durant thing last night. Obviously, you want one of their best players not to play, but you don't wish anybody to be injured like he was. Other than that, I don't know. I mean, it happens in a lot of places. You know, you can talk about Philadelphia and their fans.
What?
I mean, there's a lot. Did I say that right?
Philadelphia
and their fans. So I don't know. I remember that. I know what you're talking about, and it was a little bit of a black eye for the Canadians. There's no question about that.
Well, I think we have to ask the question. I don't want to get all political on you, but are we building the wall on the correct border?
I don't know. Maybe. Oh, you're talking about the one we're building? The
yeah,
one Canada's
well, I,
building?
I kind of understand what Dave's saying there. Should we keep these rascals out?
That might not be a bad idea.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Always good to hear from you, buddy.
Why you gotta be like
guy.
That?
Be like what?
You're mad that I dropped him there, but I thought
he might have had something else to say.
Apparently not. I said thanks, Dave, and he was sat silent for minutes, if not hours.
Fair enough. Hey, you're in control. There's nothing
you
I can do
be
about
in control
it.
For the rest of
no. You're doing a good job.
I got to think of a game to come up with for the next segment, and then we'll probably close her out with another World Series of Faceoff qualifying match.
Ooh,
how do you feel about that?
What's the subject in that one? What's the category?
You want to come up with it?
Nope.
Why?
Because I don't want to
make a difference on this show.
I am making a difference. I'm here.
You want to go home and say, "Guess what, honey? I came up with a World Series of Faceoff qualifying category today. That's something they can never take.
And
from
I
you.
Hope she would say, good.
Now, yeah, but do you understand that goes down in the history books?
You think?
That's written in ink. That's something you did for this show that no one can ever take from you ever again.
Do you guys keep track of all the everything, every single one you do?
We do.
Where is that list? I'd like to see it.
Well, Max has it.
Oh, Max keeps the list.
He keeps it in an archive, and it's inaccessible for much of the day.
Really? So he's got every single possible one.
Yeah, and who came up with it, the final score of the game, the participants.
Wow.
Time of day it was played.
That seems a little heavy.
Weather conditions at the time. There's a lot that goes in.
Obviously, there
because
is.
Because we need to see... like how certain conditions relate to a World Series of Faceoff players' clutchness. Do they, you know, if it's raining outside, can you still play well? You know what I'm saying? If you're down 2-1 in the fourth, can you come back to win? There are certain things that you can't measure for. These are intangibles.
So you go back and look at all that stuff before you pick a category.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize you put that much work into it.
No, it's a thankless effort sometimes, but we do work hard. Jim 35 is up next. Hey, Jim. 35?
Yeah, I'm out of the infirmary.
Where were you?
Bob put me in an infirmary the last time I called.
Well, I don't remember that. And
Jim, I don't remember that either. What happened?
And I don't think you should have taken that literally, necessarily.
Yeah, well, and anyway, before the Canadians did their victory lap last night,
sure.
The caller was just before me.
Yeah.
Anyway, in great games like Stallworth and Xavier McDaniel.
You're changing subjects too quickly now.
Okay, back up a little bit. Back in the day with Wichita State, Dave Stallworth and Xavier McDaniel on their great plays, they were going against...
You understand,
their opposition.
You understand, Jim.
That,
hold on, Jim. Time out. You understand that they were never teammates.
I understand that.
Okay,
go
ahead.
But in their playing days, when they had the greatest plays that you've ever seen in your whole life, they were going against average competition. They weren't going against championship competition, except in the case of Stallworth in Cincinnati. I can't remember that guy's name anymore. That was pretty good, but he didn't go against there.
Oscar Robertson.
With 1 minute to go. With 1 minute to go,
okay, we gotta let you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.